Gary, firstly, how pleased are you to sign a new deal?
Yeah, listen, really, really pleased. But again, you know me, Tom. It's never been about me or what I get out of things. It's about what the team achieves. So therefore, you know, to be fair to the club, they've been wanting to announce this, and I've kind of just said, look, can we just hold fire, because I really just want it to focus on the team. But I understand it's good news in general for everyone, and I'm probably more pleased for the lads that I brought with me, because they've worked incredibly hard and don't always get the credit that they deserve as well. So I think it's great for everyone. I think it just fosters that commitment even more. I know, again, it's like anything, isn't it, that you sign a new deal and then everyone questions whether it means that, you know, I mean, you can't have good news without someone trying to find a bit of bad news, can you? So we're all pleased about it, but again, I don't think it changes our aim. I don't think it changes our goals. I think it's just great from the club to get that commitment and to show that commitment to us as well. So, you know, I've been really pleased.
How do the players react to that sort of thing? Are they happy?
Well, a bit of stick this morning, because Saley got a little bit of stick, and I said, like, we had a game with three teams involved, and I said, listen, don't worry, lads, like, the winning team, Saley's promised to take out for a meal, you know, because he's loaded now. So it's a bit of banter. Lads will give a little bit of stick. They don't tend to give me too much stick, but they'll give Saley a little bit, because he can take it and give it back. So yeah, it's all good fun.
That banter, though, is important in terms of the team spirit and the togetherness, isn't it?
Tom, well, you know, we're all about team spirit, and sometimes I think that's why sometimes some of the decisions we have to make are even harder, because every player in the squad I like. Every player in the squad you feel something for, in terms of that they've given you that real honesty. And I think we've got that back in the way they've all interacted and in the desire they've shown collectively to win games of football. So, and like I said, you know, it's often the ones that are not in the team. But they know it's a good atmosphere, and they know it's a good environment to work in. And I think that we've said this all along, most of our players, I'm sure, will look forward to coming in every day and working, and that goes a long way in this division.
Just before talking about the game on Saturday, transfer window we're in, you're sick to death of talking about it, but lots of reports about Fabbrini maybe coming back and those sort of things. Can you tell us anything?
Yeah, again, I think that, you know, there's lots of things we're trying to do at the moment. It was quite ironic that I heard, I think it was Alex Neil talking in the week, and they asked him about the Naismith deal, and he said, I've been trying to get it done for 2.5 weeks. So I think I heard Kenny Jackett the other day saying that if the deals are right for them, they'll do them. If they're not right, they won't do them. And we're in exactly the same situation. We're chasing lots of quality players. Some of the deals are complicated. Some of the deals are not so complicated. But I reiterate again, you know, I could have signed 25 players in this window already, but they've got to be right. And the fact that, you know, the fact that we've took the time and made sure the deals are right and not been gung-ho with the things we've done, I think have given us the success for 14 months that we've had. So I think the problem with a transfer window is, isn't it, that, you know, football's the same, isn't it? Everyone's an expert. Everyone wants to do what they think's right to do. Everyone speculates about it, and it just adds to this big melting pot of, you know, why have somebody not signed five players, you know? And I think if you look at most of the Championship clubs this window, there's not that much activity, really, and there's not that many people diving in and signing five, six players. You know, we've already brought in two. We will bring in others. But again, it's got to be the right ones.
You keep saying the right ones. Do you mean the right ones to fit into the team, or the right ones to fit into the dressing room?
I mean the right ones to fit into the dressing room and the team. I think both things. And also, like I've said before, you know, we want to try where we can. I don't really want to this window go and bring five or six loan players into the building, because I want a little bit more responsibility. And that's, I've said it all along, I like loan players, but if there's a possibility of signing them at the end of it. Because for me, then, how do they feel responsible to try and maintain this good form? Or we would like to do permanent players. But again, you know, we're not in a position at the moment where we can go and sign six permanent players. So we've got to then balance it off with what we can and can't do. So it's not an easy job. You know, again, much has been speculated about me receiving some outside help. But I think you'd find with any outside help, I'd be pretty sharpish out the door. So there you go. So I'm quite happy doing it how we're doing it. I think that's the right way to do it. I think that, you know, we've, in all fairness, in 14 months, we've not really won many games or signed many good players, have we? So, you know, maybe I need a bit of help.
I think. Are you? I don't know what to say about that. But are you close to getting somebody over the line?
depends where the line is, Tom. Is it like that line there, or is it the 6 yard?
Just come out and say,
"Mind
your own business."
Yeah, mind your own business.
Fair enough. Okay, move on then. Ipswich, this could be the game of the day in the Championship. Really, both places. Is it a defining game, do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think we put too much stall in that when teams were around each other and you could go ahead of a team. But, you know, I think once again, if Ipswich were playing someone else and Ipswich lost and we won, it's exactly the same scenario, really. Do you know what I mean? So, for me, I think it's just a case of we've got to keep putting performances in. We've got to keep winning games and drawing games and picking points up and keep building, and then we'll see where we are with 10 games to go. You know, we're getting closer to that position. We're getting closer to, you know, the bit at the end of the season where everyone sits up and says, blimey, we really have got a chance yet now, but we're not there yet. And, you know, 5 or 6 defeats in the next 10 games or 5 or 6 wins in the next 10 games are gonna define our final push. And, you know, I'm not saying the Ipswich game won't help that, but I don't think it will define it. You know, so it's going to be another tough game, another competitive game. You know, I'm a big admirer of Mick McCarthy for someone to consistently, without loads and loads of money, to get a team up there. You know, he knows what he's doing. He knows what this division's all about. And you know, a lot of speculation about the way they play in the week. But for me, that's... it's irrelevant. You know, I've seen them play really good football. I've seen them move the ball well. I've seen them go direct. So for me, they can play different ways to win different games. And they've got different players to do that, you know. So they're going to be a tough team to play against. We're respectful of what they've got. You know, got some really good players and an experienced manager. So it's a heady cocktail that we've got to make sure we're ready for on Saturday.
Finally, you're going into it, though, on the back of a fantastic win. So confidence must be absolutely buzzing.
100%, yeah. But, I mean, you know, again, you've seen us now for 8 games. I think we've been in a good run of form. Like I said, 1-4, drawn 3, lost 1 in 8 games. Not conceded that many goals. So really pleased with where we are at the minute. But, again, you know, it's great. It's brilliant. But we can't rest on our laurels. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep working and you know what football's like. You're only one result, poor result away from just going down the other side of that little slope. So, you know, we're really pleased where we are, and we just got to keep working hard.
In and out of the squad, by the way,
for the game?
No, I don't think so. Michael trained this morning, but again, we'll have to see how he reacts. He's not trained all week, just got a bang to the hip. Jack McGoma missed a couple of days training, so again, we'll see how he reacts. But apart from that, I'm pretty sure we'll have a more or less unchanged squad.